all essentially about the clickbait. We want people to click on our videos to see whatever message we have, what we're putting out there.
Well, the difference is you have a message, a lot of people don't.
That's what I feel as well. Yeah. You know, it's, and I just appreciate the fact that you do get it. Didn't take it personally, and I remember your comment.
No.
Your comment was like, you just explained, you said, oh, you know, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Right. You said, I love what you're doing, everything like that. And that meant so much to me. And all your fans are like, you fucking bitch.
I know. Well, see, it's hard for me not to be mad at them also, because I'm like, you know, they're coming from a place of caring.
Yeah, I understand. They're
like,
yeah.
But I'm like, guys, you know, maybe you should watch the video. She's really just, she's a vegan. And I find it shocking and important. I've said this to my friends in the past that are like, what do you think of Freely? I'm like, dude, I love Freely. Because every social cause since forever needs someone like you to like relentlessly wake up every day and you're like, this is what I'm going to do today. Like, how do you find that within yourself every day? Because a lot of people might care about a cause for 5 years, 10 years. That would be admirable. You wake up every day and you do this for a living.
Yeah, you live and breathe it, yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you find that motivation?
The animals, really. Yeah. The animals. I just think about them in the slaughterhouses, getting their throat slit, getting a bolt gun to the head.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, I feel like as long as they're in there, you know, being abused and being tortured and murdered,
right.
You know, I'm going to speak up for them. You know, I have to be a voice for the voiceless. You know, until that finishes, I'm just going to keep speaking.
Right.
You know, because they can't help themselves. No, we have to help them.
It's interesting, though, that what you say, like, every cause needs someone who's just kind of relentless and doesn't really care how they as a person are perceived.
Mm.
They need to get their message out. They need to fight for the cause because that's what they want. And you've obviously become that. And no matter if someone likes you or doesn't like you, they've heard of you for the most part, which is so important.
Mm.
Do you feel like starting out when you started making videos and you started spreading your ideas and your mission, like, do you feel like you had to kind of change into that person? You had to be more brash. You had to be more like kind of maybe polarizing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. More so, more controversial, more in people's faces and stuff like that. Yeah. Because it gets attention, you know, it gets people noticing it.
Yeah.
If I was just making videos about, you know, vegan smoothies and stuff like that, people aren't going to click on it.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to talk about that after the break too, because I'm like, I have a lot of thoughts on that.
Oh, good.
But
you want to become unwatchable and unhearable.
Really?
Someone watches your video, they can't ever unwatch it because it's in their head.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay,
I see what
I
you're
saying.
The seed is planted.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, that's what I think, even, and I can speak on my own behalf about the videos that you make for bigger YouTubers, and you're like, this is wrong, this is me reacting to you making a boob pus or whatever you call it.
what do you call it?
Titty juice? Titty juice.
I can't believe people take offense to it.
Are you like that's like, honey, that's a lot of pus. And I'm sitting there like cracking up. But that, like, that diction, that stuff, and you make them, you know, for me, I speak for myself, but that it really broke through to me.
Mm.
But for these other bigger YouTubers maybe that block you and like don't like that you do this.
Yeah.
You know that it plants a seed of doubt in their head, that they sit
to.
Around and think about it. You know it does.
Yeah.
Girl.
It
girl.
Does, yeah.
Girl.
It's a truth. Like, I mean, the truth has to leave an impression on us when we come in contact with us, with it. Whether we want to, you know, acknowledge it or not, it's still going to leave an impression on us.
Mm.
The seed is planted,
it's
whether
really,
they like it or
really
not.
It's there, yeah.
It's there.
No, that's absolutely
true. It's like a microchip.
Yeah, it's always, it's like you don't have to like them, but you're going to think about them no matter
what. That's right,
like,
yeah.
You can't even help it.
You don't have to like me, you just need to hear me.
Right.
That's my little
catchphrase.
It's
crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and it can be, at first, like I said, it was hard. It's like, man, like to take on that role of being hated and just to, you know, get on with things. But I just keep bringing myself, my mind back to the big picture and the animals, and that helps so much.
I saw that interview that you did on some television show where you were, like, live debating.
Oh, yeah, with the dietitian. Yeah,
oh,
that was like,
my God. First of all, you did amazing because
you
really stood
you.
Your ground.
Yeah.
But, like, how frustrating is that when you're arguing with someone that just will never... Yeah, just... Well, she's just not even trying to understand your points.
It is frustrating. But I'm used to it. I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
And... You know, it's just how mainstream, like, media does it and, like, mainstream nutritionists. There's so much propaganda.
Right.
You know, the meat and dairy industry, they basically design the food pyramid. So what chance do we have? And these dietitians are employed by them. So it's so
yeah,
much
there's
propaganda.
Other interests besides your
It goes
financial.
So deep.
Yeah.
Once you start going down the rabbit
financial.
Hole.
It's
yeah.
like 100% financial.
It is. Like, their opinion is 100%
it's like they can't...
Sponsored.
they have to fight for their livelihood, which I think we'll talk about later. But, like, you have to fight for your livelihood. And these people realizing, you know, if people aren't consuming animal products, we don't have a job.
Yeah, that's
right. We don't make any money. Our company doesn't make any money. We need people to
eat. It's like trillions of dollars. Yeah. It's crazy.
That is wild.
Plutocracy, the rule of money. A plutocracy, the rule of money. The golden rule is those with the gold make the rules.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, you just keep dropping these.
Yeah, these knowledge bombs just
and
exploding.
I'm like, it's catching them. Me off guard. That's like, yeah.
I did that TV show that Freely did a year beforehand, and I said to her that morning, I said, go out swinging. Yeah. They're going to cut you. You just got to go just over the top of them, just boom, MMA style. Because you know, it's nutritionist meal, politically correct, and you just got to go over the top, just King Hitner.
Yeah.
Verbally. I wanted to see her blood tests. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she's,
you kept
she's
saying
a nutritionist.
That.
She's a dietitian. Yeah. Like,
you're like, mine are online if you want to check them out. Like, I actually have the link written down right here. Go look at it.
Mm. Well, she should proudly show me, you know, like she's the health pusher, so
right.
Official.
I agree. What do you guys have a good vegan community in Australia? I feel like I see a lot of it online, but LA is pretty progressive in terms
of it's definitely bigger here in LA.
There's more people here.
Just, you know, we have like 28 million people versus what do you have here? Like 300 million or something? It's crazy.
Well, California, I think it's about 38 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Australia's
more
24
Australia?
Million.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The vegan community here is it's amazing.
Yeah.
And the amount of restaurants is just
it's big.
Crazy.
Whole Foods.
Have you gone to Real Food Whole. Daily?
Yeah,
we have.
Oh,
Santa Monica.
So good.
It's incredible.
I think they shut down, though.
Shutting down.
Oh, the one in Santa Monica shut down?
I think they're moving,
they're shutting
maybe.
Down.
There's
moving?
One in Hollywood we go to. That's it's really? Closer to us. Yeah, it's on like near La Cienega or something. But I probably move in, right? I don't think.
I
they're doing
so.
Well.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're doing
think
well.
They had an issue with landlords.
I think they had a fire landlord. But have you had Ethiopian?
Vegan? I have not,
no. Little Ethiopia. It's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you eat with your hands.
Oh, wow.
Really
yeah.
Cool.
That's cool. Okay, that's my style. I just like in Los Angeles, they do make it, like, you know, Real Food Daily is vegan. It's cooked vegan, which may not be your wheelhouse until 4 p.m.
Yeah, of course, okay.
But, you know, they make it very accessible they're not like, oh, we're vegan. For the majority of people that haven't done any research, they are like, okay, not knowing. And it's more accessible to them.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of places like that in Los Angeles. Because we talk about this all the time with Julian being celiac and people perceiving gluten-free as this wonderful diet.
Mm.
And that, like, the Gwyneth Paltrows of the world.
Oh, yeah.
But it pushes, when people have actually a disease, when they can't digest it, it's like a push and pull of, like, benefiting, you know, someone that really needs it or, you know, just everyone's perception of it.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe it would be nice if it was like, we're vegan, we're so super proud, and fuck everybody. But, like, it is nice that they're pushing this, you know, like, free of animal byproducts, but making it very accessible to people that aren't too keen on, like, understanding why, you know.
We need that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a rich mainstream.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
But for those of us that are vegan, we're like,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys have got so much like variety here. It's crazy.
Amazon. Whole Foods delivered to your house, don't they?
Yeah.
Pretend we send our groceries. We don't have to leave.
Awesome.
When we're done, we can give you a list of our favorite restaurants for while you're here in case you want to try some. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, of course. We'll take a quick break right now here from our sponsors. We'll be right back. We're just going to take a break for a sec. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Can you hear all right? Are your headphones on?
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. Is it light on? Okay, I just want you can hear it.
I've got a little pinhead. Hang on.
Oh, okay. I just couldn't see the button. I just wasn't sure if they were off and you were being polite or something.
No, we're on.
What do earphones do while you're talking?
We just wear them to monitor that the sound's good.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know, but you can hear us in the room, so it's not necessary. So everything good? You good?
Yeah. You guys need anything?
No.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought up. You know how you took it well. You know, like the video that I made about you and everything like that. That's powerful for other YouTubers to hear.
I hope so.
And like,
you're on the internet. Like, have a thick skin. Why is this one girl making a video about what you put in your body suddenly getting under your skin?
Yeah.
It's because
you
know she's right.
I know. And I've never called anyone like you're fat and disgusting. And like someone said that I did.
Damn, girl.
Trolling hard.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's pretty low because it. You know, it can destroy someone.
Absolutely.
You
gotta be careful with your words big time, especially in that.
But she's 17 and stuff like that.
I know.
Acting like a 35-year-old.
Right?
Acting and dressing like one. Yeah, which is fine, but. You know.
We'll talk about it. You wanna jump in?
Yeah, are you ready? You guys good?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out. We are back now with
Freely,
the Banana Girl, and her boyfriend here in LA right now.
Are you going by Banana Bitches now?
Yeah, I like
Instead
that.
Instead of fruit bats?
I don't mind banana bitches.
Wait, so that's your audience name?
I'm thinking that. Like, I know there's going to be a lot who are like, what the fuck, Freely? Banana I don't want to be called a bitch. But it's like, if, you know, you put it in one word, banana bitches, it's kind of like, it's cool and it's a bit more edgy.
It's pretty cool.
Fruit bats is kind of like childish.
Yeah, but you know, whenever, like, we'll like be walking around the house and we'll just go, go fruit, yes.
No, we really do.
It's really bad. Go fruit, yes.
Maybe I'll keep that bit still.
That's the promo for your book, right? Your ebook, is that what that is?
Oh, yeah, the first bit.
You put that before your videos.
Yeah, do you want to talk about Raw Till 4 at all? Because this is like your thing, you know?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Did
you invent it? Well, my mum actually coined the term Raw Till 4, but I kind of designed the program.
Right.
Yeah, and it's awesome. It's just eating fruit for breakfast and lunch and then eating a high carb cooked vegan dinner.
You know, sounds miserable.
I know, it's
completely amazing.
Yeah.
I can't say that I do it all day, every day, but because we are vegan and it's mostly plant-based, it does end up being like that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'd say we might cook something for breakfast or lunch,
but,
you know, I would really love to try the Raw Till 4 because it sounds fucking dope.
Yeah. My favorite part of the Raw Till 4 is after 4 when you get to eat all the rice. that's my favorite.
I think that's most people's favorite bit.
Rice
is life.
Yeah, and we're totally supportive of people eating cooked food all day. Eating food all day. Yeah, that's fine.
For sure.
I mean, like, I think fruit, it's such an amazing food, and getting in, like, those simple sugars and, like, just so much nutrition, antioxidants, beta carotene, all of that living nutrition is really important. To get that in at least for breakfast.
Yeah.
Get a smoothie in there. And then later on you're not like wanting heaps of junk food or wanting to binge out because you've got that sugar, that natural fix of sugar.
You do it for one day, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, you can. It's pretty amazing.
You drink that date smoothie of yours and you can tell the difference.
Gatorade.
What is that?
Gatorade. Not Gatorade, Gatorade.
You just blend up dates and water.
Yeah, as a base.
You can add like PB2 powder and like vanilla essence. It's so good.
Yeah.
I made it for Shane and I was like a bit nervous, but he tried it.
Did
he
like it?
I love this. Yeah, he really
liked it. How was Shane with
tell us about hanging out with Shane.
Being open to vegan.
Yeah, he was like,
he's been around us. He's cool about whatever.
Yeah. No, he's a really cool dude, as you know.
Mm. And entertaining and charismatic.
Yeah.
And all those things.
He's very entertaining. Yeah. And we made this cool video last night. I won't give away too much, but there was like knives involved and blood and
that sounds like a shame.
And Trisha Paytas and screaming and
guys, if you want that, I mean, you're gonna have to go find them. Sounds terrifying.
Yeah. It was good. But he's
he
a
said
cool
it sounds
dude.
Like you killed it.
I just need to bring him onto veganism, you know? Like, he's kind of like, he's dancing the line there.
Yeah.
He's on the fence a bit.
Yeah. He's had a long road. Most of it's out there on the internet, but he's had a long road. But, you know, Shane's a good person, so.
He is.
So you've had quite a bit of controversy as of lately with other people.
Yeah, you've got two. You've got two ongoing controversies.
It's been a busy couple of weeks.
Busy's good, though.
Cassie Ho of Blogilates.
Yes.
And Tana Mojo, more recently.
Yes.
But, so, you want to start with Cassie?
Well, Cassie, to me, is the more interesting in terms of community, because on the podcast, a lot of other YouTubers have talked about whenever something that's directly affecting the community, it's just, we should talk about it, because it's important, because we're self-policing, like, we should decide the rules.
Yeah.
It's bigger to me, though, because this deals with, like, freedom of speech.
Mm. That's how I
do you
feel too.
So why don't you fill us in for those who don't know what happened?
Yeah, so I made a video. I made maybe three videos on Cassie. You know, they've been straight to the point, and I've pointed out where she's not eating, you know, healthfully, and she's promoting a calorie restricted diet.
I like when you say breast cancer omelet. She promotes a breast cancer omelet.
Yeah, straight to the point. Straight to the point. That's what it is. Because it is, you know, you look at the research and it's clearly connected.
You're just talking about like an egg omelet, is that what that is?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
like,
I'll just sit there and pause the video and die laughing.
She just called it
a fucking breast cancer omelet. Okay, keep going.
It's true. And that's the thing, you know, I'm straight to the point. I'm just like, here you go, this is what it is. I don't call people, you know, the fat and disgusting person, rah, 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 like that. I just point out where they're eating incorrectly and living incorrectly and how their recommendations are affecting the public. And young girls.
Irresponsible.
How it's irresponsible and it's calorie restrictive. I just fucking hate calorie restrictive diets.
Yeah.
I hate it. you know, because I've been on it myself, I've been helping so many girls, you know, get out of that eating disorder cycle of starving themselves.
It is a cycle. Yeah. A money-making cycle.
It is. It's horrible. Yeah. So I made this video. This is like years ago, by the way.
I didn't know that. It was years ago.
Yeah, I made this video and just maybe 2 weeks ago, I got this notification that it's been pulled down. One of my videos was pulled down. So, and strike on my account.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then trying to get other videos down and other people in the community.
You were being stifled.
Like yeah, she was trying. Yeah, she was definitely trying to take my freedom of speech. And I'm
she's a big YouTuber. She's got over
3 million subscribers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is just help.
We were trying to help.
It wasn't slanderous or defamatory. It's just, you're trying to help.
Yeah, if you watch the video, it's not slanderous. Right. It's not defaming of her at all. Mm-hmm. It's just trying to help her and her audience.
And you always put that little fair use thing in the beginning of your videos. I'm like, Freely's not. She didn't come here to fuck spiders, man. Like
Unfortunately, I have to do that.
You're abiding by that law, right. And even just by putting it there, you're reminding everyone, like, look, I'm allowed to use this. This is fair use, and I'm allowed to react and say what I want to say.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it was sad to me because I've seen Cassie kind of stepping up and putting up vegan recipes, and like talking about metabolic damage and how she's never going to diet again, and all this great stuff. I'm like, wow, Cassie's on the path. Maybe something's happening here. But then I thought, well, maybe she's trying to, I don't know, cash in on the vegan movement. Like, it's hard to say. But then when I got this notification, the first notification, I'm like, geez, girl, like, why?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
So like, you're getting flagged under copyright.
Yeah,
that's
a takedown notice.
So she's saying you have somehow violated your copyright abilities by using portions of her video, even though it clearly falls under fair use.
Yeah. Which content ID is different.
Yeah.
You know, you can automatically.
You can eat that if you
want. I was going to say, I think what Cassie did, I heard, she got a photocopy of Freely's face, stuck it on there, and then got that above the blind mix and just dropped it.
She did not.
And I think that's what before she did the copyright claim.
Wait a minute.
That's an assumption.
Oh my god.
She probably just drops bananas in blenders and just pours them in the garden.
Or like stabs the bananas like voodoo dolls. It says Freely.
Well, I mean, full disclosure, I don't really know her personally. Mm. You know, I'm sure she's a nice girl or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm not coming at this because I'm also a vegan and my views align with your views. Mm. I genuinely think it's a big problem on YouTube.
It's stifling.
You cannot quiet someone else's voice because you don't like what they have to say.
Yeah.
You know, let alone all the other shifty things. My question for you was, have you had any personal contact with her? Have you talked to her about it?
Not at all. She put up like maybe about 7 Twitter posts about it, like saying someone. She just kept calling me someone. Yeah. Everyone in the comments is like, Freely.
We saw the comments.
Yeah, so the kind of passive aggressive communication. Yeah. Like she could have messaged me or emailed me and said, hey, like, you know, can we talk about this video that you got up? I don't like it. Can we talk about it?
Right.
But no, she went straight for the legal route.
Wow.
And it is, and people don't understand that it is a legal, you know, legally binding document. Like, it's not just some, a lot of people being like, no, it's only like, you know, heaps of people get it. They just, it's called content ID. They automatically get it down. It's not that, though.
It's actually a felony in the US.
Is it really?
To file a false digital media copyright claim.
I could sue her, but
what's that going to do for you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're going to be in court spending a whole ton of money, wasting our time while, you know, the planet's in the, you know, situation it is. Yeah.
Right. I guess my next question is, you know, if you had any contact with her, and do you think that maybe this is just her, because I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, you know, maybe she's being ill-advised by people to do this to you.
Maybe, yeah, because I feel like she is a bit of a puppet to some degree, you know, because...
Well, if you have a company that's making as much money as she's probably making, you know, there's a lot of people with their hands in that cookie jar...
That's exactly
...trying
right.
to tell you what you should do.
Branding.
That could be true. That could be true, definitely. She took the step to do it, but she could have been ill-advised, for sure.
Well, she didn't have... No one was holding a gun to her head saying, like, write these tweets making fun of Freely.
Yeah.
Holding a banana gun.
yeah, that's true. I mean, like, I feel like maybe she's bringing something out, maybe like a book, or maybe something big is coming out, and she wants to clean up her brand. Like, they might search on YouTube, and my video comes up, and she's like, I want to get this out of the search.
And they can't have that.
Yeah.
There's ways to do that, though. There's ways to do that without... you know, attacking you legally.
Yeah. I know.
Well, send her an email, you know.
Yeah. I feel like it's such an evil thing to do to another YouTuber. I don't know. I just, it really rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, that's not the internet I signed up for. Yeah. I signed up for a censored internet.
I feel like it's bringing the corporate world into the YouTube community, and I feel like that should never happen.
I agree with that statement 100%.
Yeah.
Considering how much effort you put into your channel over like 8 years.
And everyone.
And like, it's your livelihood.
You put everything into
you're
your channel.
You're fucking with someone's ability to pay their bills and earn a living.
If anyone understands how important it is to not fuck with a YouTuber's channel and they're legally making videos and their livelihood, it's another YouTuber.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? If anyone's going to get it, it's another YouTuber.
If somebody was doing that to me, I'd be like, oh, hell.
I know.
No.
I see these stories about people getting strikes and fake claims. I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like the worst thing ever. It's just such a headache.
And I mean, in theory, it would be nice if YouTube stepped in and was like, look, guys, this is ridiculous.
Well, they just implemented the new thing.
It would be nice.
Right.
During the dispute. So say someone files a claim, they want to monetize on your video, say they want to claim it or whatever. During the dispute, because you can file a dispute, during that period, the money that is getting earned on that video goes into a separate account.
Oh, really?
And then the winner gets all that money. Oh. Whereas before, whoever had claimed was automatically getting the money.
Yeah.
You know, until they figured it out. So, yeah.
That was a solution proposed by YouTubers.
Exactly.
Was it? Sitting around and talking
about
it. Well,
Grade A, Under A was a big reason why that happened. A lot of channels were talking about that video, and the fact that it got so much attention, Susan, the CEO, was like, okay, we're listening.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was very impressive.
So there might be hope for you without having to go fight your own legal battle.
Yeah.
That it will get rectified, but it still sucks in the time being that you're unfairly being censored.
Yeah, it does suck as well. And, you know, I don't care if she wants to monetize a video. I couldn't care less. But, like, to put a strike on my account and, you know, and continue to try and get videos down is just really... I think that's wrong. You know.
Well, especially if she's going to post some vegan videos. That's like a slap
in
the face.
It's so confusing. I'm like, girl, we could have collabed.
She wants her vegan cake and her breast cancer omelet too.
Yeah.
And she even like collabed with another vegan.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Christina, her name's,
Okay.
Yeah, so she like collabed with her. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. So hopefully you guys can be adults. Not you, but, you know.
Yeah, I am, willing to talk to her, but, I don't think she'd ever want to talk to me. But apparently Shane was talking to her about it as well. So, yeah.
Shane talks to everybody.
Yeah, he's like, tell me everything.
I want to see Cassie and you have a bike race up Mount Baldy. Winner takes all.
Oh, God.
It would be tough to get her to agree to that, but I feel like it would be interesting. I would watch it.
Yeah.
I think there's another thing, too. Like, I think a lot of YouTubers, bigger YouTubers get me wrong. They think I'm scary. Like, they're scared of me. Do you know what I mean? They think I'm, like, this horrible, aggressive person.
So they attack you because they think they're going to be attacked.
Yeah, they misinterpreted my passion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's zeal. It's passion. It's not, like, hate. And, you know.
They mistake passion for anger.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me a little bit to understand that because it's really pretty clear what you're doing.
I'm glad
you're not out to fuck people over.
But you can understand younger YouTubers, people who
might
are
be like she's making fun of me.
Yeah, they have these egos. They want to be viewed as someone like they have all these fans. So they're like, oh, okay, I got to stand my ground here. Yeah. Someone said this about me, I got to fire back. This is obviously not someone who's friendly. So they don't see it as like, oh, there's a message in here,
or for
maybe
someone to scoff and write it off as ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know, you're a veteran, you know, and you've been around on the YouTube world for a while. Like, you get it. So you can understand how a lot of the younger YouTubers maybe don't have that sense of, like, this is not personal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's so true. And people are overly sensitive these days, you know what I mean?
Well, they also misinterpret it because you're always coming from a place of caring.
Mm.
You're caring about the planet, you're caring about the environment, you're genuinely caring about someone else's health and well-being.
Yeah, exactly.
And people just completely miss that message altogether.
It's more fun to hate.
Yeah.
Get like the gang
again,
kind of mentality.
You are the only minority, well, one of the only minorities that's socially acceptable to make fun of.
That is such a great point.
That's a good point.
I've never heard anyone bring it up like that. It's so true.
Yeah.
It's spot on.
Well, hopefully it does for me sometimes because I, for a long time, wasn't willing to like stand up for myself and be like, I don't want to put that in my body.
Yeah.
But like, because I didn't want to get made fun of by the people that I knew, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a non-issue now. now when you're like, oh, it's socially acceptable to just make fun of my diet, so cool by me. Exactly. Whatever you want. I mean, you're going to fix your life soon and stop making fun of me someday, but
yeah.
I'm fine.
And it's because they don't understand.
Right.
You know what I mean? It might be the first time they've heard about veganism, right. And it's like the unknown, you know? It's yeah. like, ooh, this is scary. Let's just hate on it.
Yeah.
Let's just throw fire at
and
it.
And I don't know if you watched it or know who Hank Green is, the YouTuber. He does Vlogbrothers.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. They created VidCon, him and his brother,
oh, really?
John Green.
Okay.
And John Green is the novelist that wrote, like, The Fault in Our Stars and all that stuff. They're
okay.
brilliant, really smart. And he made a really nicely put, from a carnivore perspective, why vegans and vegetarians are so annoying.
Okay.
And it boiled down to was that they're right and we
oh,
don't
really?
Want to hear it.
Wow, where is that video?
It's online.
Okay.
Hank Green.
I think it's still
yeah.
titled Why Vegans and Vegetarians Are So Annoying or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm going to check that out.
But he's like really wonderfully thoughtful and brilliant. He's a
yeah,
really
he's incredibly
nice
well-spoken.
Guy.
Okay.
Very smart guy, yeah.
But you are reaching people, and you, people are getting it, even
yeah.
if they don't make a lifestyle change. But even videos like that, you're like, this is fucking amazing, man.
Yeah.
Like, we're so annoying.
So, the truth will set you free, but first it's going to piss you off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another fucking gem, man.
It comes in with the gems.
Harley with the gems. All right, I wanted to move on to Tana Mojo.
Tana.
Tana.
Time for Tana.
TT.
I'm old enough to be her mom.
Me too.
Oh, are you?
I met her recently, and I do like her. She's very nice. She's very sweet. She's very 17 years old.
Yeah.
I'm 12 years older than her, so I guess in theory I could be her mother.
And I'm like 20.
You could be her mother too.
Could be your grandma.
But, it is hard to remember on a democratized platform when you're talking to someone like that. You're like, it's you're 17, but I keep thinking you're like a grown adult, and I need to talk to you like a grown adult. At first I thought your rivalry with her was not real. Because I was
oh,
like,
you thought it was a setup thing.
Well, yeah, because when I clicked on your video, I watched yours before hers. I watched them out of order. Mm. And you were like, thank you for making this, Tana. Yes. And I'm like, get it freely. Like, you do whatever you want, girl. But then they became very personal. They're calling Harley, or she called Harley a pedophile.
No, she didn't specifically call him a pedophile.
The commenters.
I'm getting character.
Yeah. creepy.
So was it,
like,
she didn't say
someone,
that.
You know
she
when,
never said that.
No,
yeah.
But you
not
know
bad.
When someone describes a pedophile?
Right.
That's what she did. So,
which is, like, horrible on the internet. Sometimes these words are thrown around, which have very serious implications.
Yeah.
To, which you can't just call somebody a pedophile.
That's
but
right.
she didn't, just
she,
to be clear.
Congress,
she did
no,
not
she did
call
it.
Anyone a pedophile.
No,
yeah.
She called him a creep
yeah.
and a few other things. And,
which is legal.
You know,
you're allowed
yeah,
to call people
yeah,
creep.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But then
she's
her little fans.
To
yeah.
Her little fans turned it into pedophiles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Fans, yeah. You know,
we called them the mongoose. Like a pack of angry mongoose.
They are. They absolutely. They.
They are
crazy.
Vicious.
A lot of the younger YouTubers' fan bases are kind of like insane like that.
Yeah.
And you know that's passion, but at the same time, it can be very dangerous.
It's misdirected
yeah.
passion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Put it into a good cause.
Well,
yeah.
when I was 17, I can't really say that I was better
Me
than that.
Me neither. I was.
I,
no, it's probably.
I would get online and be like, "Fuck you fucking suck." You know, there's not
yeah.
a whole lot of thought happening there in
yeah.
terms of. Reflection on myself, maybe.
And that's the thing, they don't kind of research what's been said. They're just
right.
like, oh, hate this person.
Right.
Oh, this person, okay, let's just hate on them.
Yeah.
Let's not actually
mob
watch
mentality is terrifying on the internet.
Yeah.
Very terrifying.
It can get pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But I had written to a friend that asked me, because I said that she was a privileged vegan, which to me means, like, I'm a privileged vegan. Anyone that is, like, directly converted to veganism directly from an activist, I'm now a secondhand vegan, I am a privileged vegan, because you are the one that goes in and gets your hands dirty and takes all the flack and gets made fun of and has all the negative things. Like, you fight all the battles for everyone, and then everyone else is sort of this privileged vegan. So for her to turn around and then tell you that your shocking message is now too much and to, like, it's a romantic way to think about veganism.
Mm-hmm.
She gets to tell you, hey, change your ways, when it worked on her.
That's what I don't get.
And it worked on me.
Yeah.
But is this rivalry, like, is it real?
It is real.
It's real.
It is real, yeah. That's why it's just so crazy. I'm like, I just couldn't understand the video. I'm like, what? But I turned you vegan via my bullying tactics.
Right.
But you want me to change.
And then she turned around and bit the hand that fed her.
Yes, it was so strange, but no one focused on that. Everyone's like, oh, you, like, pointed out her skin or something like that, and you're a horrible
person.
Right,
I remember them harping on that.
Yeah, but I mean, you can look at the video. That. You can look at the video where I point out her skin is... I click on this video, and it did look like she had acne, and I said, look, it looks like you're having some breakouts, and, you know, acne is so helped through, you know, getting dairy out of your diet. Yeah. I mean, dairy especially. You know, I used to have acne myself, and it was very, you know, very innocent.
Yeah.
It was just genuinely saying, hey, this has worked for me. Try it for your own skin. And she turned it into this horrible thing, like...
You were making fun of
her.
Yeah,
and she knows that's not true. Yeah.
And maybe there is... Maybe there is some, you know, she does know. Or, you know, at home when all the cameras are off, she has an understanding of what you bring to the table and appreciates it fully. To play her side of the coin, she does have a sort of channel that is fed by this kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
it does
story
her
time.
Story time. And, you know, she's good at it. She's good at telling stories. That's why she has a lot of subscribers.
I give her credit for that. She's definitely
very
exactly.
Yeah,
so as much as maybe logically it's like, okay, I helped her, yet she's throwing me under the bus. That doesn't make sense.
Mm.
You might be able to, as a YouTuber, to understand her, you know, why maybe she's doing this.
The motivation behind it, yeah.
Right? Not personal. Maybe give me some clicks, right? I'm not saying it's what I would do or what you would do. I'm just saying as a YouTuber, you might have some sort of ability to look beyond the 17-year-old attacking you and see, okay, maybe
it's easy to get, it's easy to get, like, caught up in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was having, like, a bit of a Twitter battle. I noticed that you liked one of my tweets.
I did, yeah.
Because I was having this back and forth. I think, you know, I got a little bit frustrated because, like, I just don't like the idea of my boyfriend being put out there as a pedophile because that shit can stick.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very serious. Yeah.
No,
you
imagine if I didn't have a sense of humor or...
Yeah, like, he's the most, like, chill guy and best sense of humor.
I think next video Tanner will do will be Freely Made Me Deep Throat a Banana. It's story time.
Oh, God.
It's story time.
But, like, yeah, if to get down and dirty with a 17-year-old,
But,
I mean, it's sometimes you do have to be, you know, just step away and go, hey, she's 17, and, you know, maybe she's doing it for clicks and that, and... But
have you had contact after everything? No?
No, just that public contact.
Okay, so there's no DMs going on or anything?
No,
okay.
No, because she doesn't follow me. I would message her and talk to her.
But she doesn't follow you.
She doesn't follow me on Twitter.
Did she unfollow you? Or did she at one point follow
you? I don't think she ever followed me.
But you
so
turned her vegan.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, and I've been vegan and converting people for so long, and she's been vegan for a couple of weeks, and she's like, you've got to change your ways.
Right.
And I'm like, this is working. This is working. But then she's kind of twisted it with her fans, and now fans are making it seem like it's not working.
Right,
you know,
like you're
just
a bully.
Yeah, like they're just all over the place. She's a bully, I hate her. Like
the word bully gets thrown at you a lot.
Yeah, it does.
It gets.
Yeah.
I'd say it's probably the most common word I've seen as a
an
attack towards
your biggest
you is bully.
Criticism.
It
aside
is.
From just not understanding veganism, period, your biggest criticism is that you're a bully.
Yeah.
Which I think, like, what it comes down to, at least in my mind, is. Obviously, you're not a bully.
Mm.
A bully is someone who does bad things to people to make them feel bad.
Yeah.
Just to make them feel bad.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Their goal.
It's not coming from a caring place.
No.
It's just to make them feel
bad.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people who watch YouTube videos are so used to connecting with these personalities and never feeling like they could hurt them or their other favorite YouTuber. And your style of getting through to people maybe makes people feel uncomfortable in a sense that you're not sugarcoating things. You're not being... so happy and YouTube-y about it, you're kind of just, you know, cutting through some of the bullshit, which I don't think bully is the right word for you.
Yeah.
I feel bad that you get called a bully. But at the same time, I see where the feelings come from these people. So I know that when we have controversial guests on our podcast, there's going to be comments like, oh, why would you have her on? Or we don't like...
Yeah, will be.
I just hope that this podcast can serve as some sort of medium for them to really understand who you are as a person.
I love that you've done that. Like, it's like, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
and
try my best.
We heard you were going to come on, and we were very excited because it's always an opportunity to give people a different idea of who they might have of you already because they don't really know. You know, they kind of just...
Or they'll go watch one video and be
that.
Like, I know who she is.
Yeah.
Mean vegan.
Yeah, exactly. Or not even one video.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and like they'll take Tanner's word for it, saying that there's a video where I went, I was in a mall and I went up to teens and called them fat, disgusting, and overweight.
Yeah.
Never in a million years would I ever do that.
Only on Tuesdays do I go and, you know, make fun of teenagers in a mall.
Well, yeah, another fact is YouTube would not allow that to stay up.
No, they wouldn't.
No.
That is bullying, and that is not going to be...
It would have gotten flagged a long time ago.
So there's another reason why that was...
Bullied by Mother Banana.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the positive of it is that Tana is 17, and she does have somewhat of a different demographic sometimes at this point. Yeah. And she has, for better or for worse, brought a lot of viewers to you.
Yeah.
So, hoping for the best for that.
Yeah, so I'm hoping for the best as well. And you know what? I hope she, you know, becomes queen vegan or whatever. You know, I hope she does.
Because yeah.
Like,
you're about the cause.
Yeah, like, I really, else. Really yeah. hope. Like, yeah. just springboard off me, you know what I mean? Yeah. This is good. Like, but
that's
why don't you step up and, you know, make some yeah. vegan videos on your channel? And yeah. actually, if you want to lead a revolution, like she kind of said, I think she said that in the video, yeah. I want to start some sort of revolution. I'm like, well, girl, let's step up.
Right.
Do it.
Did you accept yeah. that challenge?
I'm still getting there.
Of making only nice videos?
No. I mean, like,
oh, like her, can you do this nice video for a month thing? Yeah.
What is this nice video? Like, what are the, like,
I know, I literally wrote that. Like, no one responds. Like, people don't mass respond to try some cruelty vegan food. They respond to horrible images of them being slaughtered for human consumption. And then you're going to turn around and say you're bullying people.
The truth is not always nice right. or rainbows yeah. and sunshine. Right. It just isn't.
Truth's the truth.
Very effective.
Yeah.
It worked on me. It works on a lot of people. So
I've heard a lot of people say that, actually, yeah. about the animal cruelty and everything. They're like, once I saw that, I'm like, wow, what have I been supporting all
I know.
This time?
Well, because I couldn't be full vegan until I watched it. And I in my heart of hearts, knew that.
Yeah.
But I was like, I just don't want to sit and cry for a day, yeah. you know?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Ignorance is bliss. Yeah, it's hard. But you got to do it.
Trisha and I actually, last night, I challenged her to watch a Slaughterhouse video with me.
Oh, God. Did she do it?
She did it. I cried a bit in it. She was like, she was shocked.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we had so much good footage. We had like 20-minute video.
Yeah.
And then the SD card corrupted. Is that what happened?
Something has happened to the SD card.
What
I'm like,
the hell?
Was that your video showing her?
Was that yours or hers?
Yes, it was mine.
Oh, that's a great video.
Oh, it was so sad.
That's brutal.
I was really... Well, I don't know whether it's going to be saved or not. Like, we've got it in a place at the moment trying to save it.
Well, the good news is, even if that SD card doesn't get recovered, there's no shortage of videos like that you could show her.
Yeah, that's true.
Go back and show her.
There's a lot. Yeah.
And get a genuine reaction from
it.
So what's your status with Tana as of now?
What's the status? Well, I'm going to make a response video to her challenge, because I haven't directly responded to that, because I wanted to respond to the lies in the video.
Right.
You know, and trying to paint me as a horrible person, horrible bully, and my boyfriend's like a pedophile creep.
Banana gate.
Banana gate. You know, I wanted to respond to that stuff, like, first.
Right.
And then, am I going to do the challenge? You know, that's what I'm going
to
respond to.
And
I'm also going to throw my own challenge at her
Ooh.
As well. So, yeah, wait for that. That's coming on up.
Well, I look forward to that. And, you know, maybe someday we will have Tana here to give her side of the story and clear the air. And maybe someday there will be a DM and a follow.
Yeah, I'm totally open to that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's fine. Like, I'm open to, you know, taking it to the next
communication.
Level. You're getting past that stuff, for sure. I just find it a little bit ungrateful, you know, when I've helped her go vegan and for her to be... It's like a compliment sandwich, a video. There's a compliment on either side, and then it was just, like, slamming in the middle.
Yeah,
that's true. A compliment sandwich. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, she's clearly open to some sort of criticism. Otherwise, she would not have gone vegan.
Hmm.
So even if you give her your feedback now that you didn't like the way that she's handled it, you know, she's probably open to feedback.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, Tana.
We hope so, Tana.
We'll see how you go.
Is there something that you would like to promote right now that you're working on? I know you have your ebook, Raw Till 4, and obviously your YouTube channel. All the links of yours will be below, but is there something else you're working on?
Not really. Like, just Raw Till 4 is what I worked hard on to get out in January of this year, and it's been amazing. Heaps of good reviews. People have been loving it. I don't know if you've got it.
I don't have it.
I have to give it to you. Yeah.
I'll
give it to
you. No, girl, I'm not giving you money to deserve. I don't take free stuff like that.
Oh, it's a gift, man. Mm-hmm. Like, gosh.
Not
I'll take it. If you want to give it to me, I'll take it.
I met Vanilla Ice. I gave him a copy.
You did?
Yeah, and I met him at some Whole Foods the other day and said, how's...
Are you serious?
Yeah, because he's got celiacs. Yeah,
he does?
Vanilla Ice has celiacs?
Yeah, so I said, like, you know, so for dinner, when you do Raw Till 4, well, what do you eat?
Yeah.
Vanilla ice. And he says, rice, baby.
Right.
Oh, stop it.
So was that whole story just to say that line?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Just you had it. You even had me. Like, no, yeah, vanilla ice. I'm like,
my friend does vegan t-shirts, vegetarian. She's got all my shirts. So I stole that one.
Yeah, nice, that's a good one.
That's a good shirt.
So he's... is he celiac? Is that a lie too?
Strong.
See, you just got me...
Stop,
you got me excited.
I'm so excited.
He was, anyway...
I tried.
Thank you for joining in, by the way. And I really do want to just say thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I feel like it's, you know, if anyone made it this far in the podcast and you felt a certain way about Freely beforehand, I really hope that listening to a conversation did something where you can see her as a human being.
Check out her videos and check
real,
out her book.
Yeah,
thank you.
A message. Yeah. Absolutely check out her channel. Check out her book.
And try not to take things personally when you watch a video.
Yeah.
You know?
Even that that fucking chicken and waffles video you did.
The parody?
Yeah. But you could see that change though in you, because it's always been like, listen, I'm telling you the truth, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I'm fucking tired right now and I'm gonna make a straight up parody of this shit. You know, I appreciated that.
Thank you.
Because
it
make
was a parody at the end of the day.
It
people
was.
Take it personally. It's like,
yeah, people take parodies personally no matter
all
what,
the time.
Yeah.
I troll the fuck out of the beauty community, and
I love when you do that.
Yeah, people are like, "Oh, this was funny,"
it's
but like
refreshing.
Freely makes a vegan chicken and waffles sandwich. They're like, "Fuck you, Freely!
You're
this
the worst bully ever.
This is fucking mean."
I was thoroughly entertained. I was not expecting that, and I'm
hoping Ingrid has a sense of humor. You know,
I hope she does too. I don't know her either.
Yeah, it takes some constructive
criticism.
Yeah. Right?
It wasn't an attack on her.
Especially when it's that easy. You're like, look, there's no animal byproducts anywhere, and I made the same thing as you, so
that's true.
Really the essence is
veganize
like,
your meals.
You have a choice. Why not make a different choice?
Exactly. So.
And it was funny as fuck.
Thank you. It was fun to make. It was
and
really
it looked
fun.
Good.
It
was
good.
Fucking tasty.
Was it really?
Yeah, really, really good.
Damn.
Oh yeah, waffles.
Is the Vans
like,
waffles, right? Is that what it was, like the vegan Vans waffles? We got some waffles that are vegan.
U.S. brand.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You,
and the maple syrup
brands.
And stuff. Like, the sauce was amazing. You should try that.
And you put sriracha in there, too.
Yeah.
And then just mayo.
Oh,
I'm getting hungry.
It was
man.
Really, really good.
Right?
Well, is it four yet? Can we? Oh, yeah, it's just four. So we don't have to eat raw anymore.
I just want to say thank you to you two as well. Like, you guys are amazing. Like, just having us on, you know, and being open-minded and not taking things personally.
Of course,
and
always.
Getting why we do what we do is just, it means
it's
so
powerful.
Much.
Yeah.
Well,
course, yeah.
Like I said, when you came in, you've been doing this for however long, and I haven't done anything for that long except just stay alive. So even if you look at the body of Freely's work, just understand that this is someone that wakes up every single day with the same goal in mind, which is bananas. Like, you, at the end of the day, you have to have respect for that much, you know?
Yeah.
So
you help keep me going, you do. With words like that, and with the points that you made today, it really...
Oh,
it does. Honestly, it helps keep me going. It restores faith
that's awesome.
In the human race.
This podcast was really special to her, so that's
it
awesome.
It was really,
yeah.
And I didn't sleep last night, so I was so excited.
Me either. I know. Like I said to you, I was like, I didn't sleep.
Yeah.
I was on a jog.
You're like, that's my life every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a white bag of powder, and I said to Freely, what's this? And I was on a jog in the hills yesterday. We haven't slept for 5 days now.
Don't take drugs. Oh, man. No.
You guys are trolls.
Well,
he's like the worst troll. Like,
I've gotten a little taste of it already. Make sure you check out Freely's channel. Make sure you check out all of her social, all of her stuff. It will all be linked below. And send her some love because she came on our podcast. She came into our house and gave you guys a podcast.
And guys, I met her. She's fucking crazy. I'm totally kidding. You're the coolest ever. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us so
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
Like,
and get yourself some MeUndies. Get yourself some Bull & Branch sheets. Links in the description. And we will see you guys next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
I appreciate it so, so much.
Go fruit yourself.
This
go
is not a right
yourself.
Banana. This is not right, by the way.
Spots.
Thank
That's
you.
It.
Oh, that was awesome.
That's the podcast.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
How do you feel about me putting like a tiny segment of it on my
channel? Oh, no.
Yeah,
dude,
totally.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Like,